How's it going, everybody? Welcome back to the podcast. I haven't done an episode in a while. I have been buried in the stock market. I'm making a little bit of money, too. I'm not doing too bad. I've had some green days, had some red days. That's part of it. I'm learning options trading. That's good stuff. You want to know how all these CEOs make their money? They get paid in options. They get to exercise options. Stock options. Auctions. Jesus Christ. Stock options. Stock options can be very, very valuable. I highly recommend you learn them. Invest in your future. Learn all the tools that are at your disposal. Remember, life is happening for you, not to you. But anyhow, you know, I was thinking, I have a lot of people that will come to me for counsel in some way. I think people really like my raw transparency. I think people have had enough of the fluff and bullshit, talking about dopamine, just ignorant stuff that doesn't help. You know, these generic, vague responses like sending positive vibes your way or I'll pray for you. You know, just the stereotype, very nice way of saying it's not my fucking problem. You know what I mean? And sometimes people don't like my answers to things. It's so real that it kind of hurts. And I got to thinking about that. And I was like, you know, what can I do? Because I'm not the guy that's like, oh, you're wrong. Well, not at all. I want to help. What can I do to help more? That is an area where it's like, well, here's what's wrong. And people don't like hearing it. And they get mad. Or they get upset. Or they don't want to talk anymore. There's an area where I could help. How can I do it? And I got to thinking about it. And I was like, well, they don't like the answers that they're getting. That's what it is, you know, ask a question, bring up what's going on. And I give them an answer and they don't like the answer. So after studying on it a little bit, you know, doing some journaling, scribbling in the notebook, I got to thinking about it. I was like, you know, ask different questions. And I think that's really the solution is, I mean, you know, people come to me with all sorts of things. Sometimes it's corporate stuff. Sometimes it's, you know, not that. It's home life. It could be friendships. It's usually some type of relationship. It's relationships at work or whatever. And, you know, it's like there's this drama and somebody did something stupid and these people are fucking crazy. And I'm like, well, okay. I mean, here's what you do. But what if the questions were different? Because, and I got to thinking, what do people never ask me? I've never had someone come to me and say, how can I be better? How can I be a better man? How do I become a better person? How do I be a better husband? How can I be a better father? Now, I'm not married and I don't have children. I've worked with a lot of children. But I know how to help in a way where you look at people who have had bad relationship after bad relationship, like myself, who have had bad relationship after bad relationship, and you look at it and you see what went wrong. And I can always tell people what not to do. And what not to do as far as bad relationships go is really be patient. Don't just, you know, go to McDonald's together and now you're in love. Don't move that fast, you know. But people never come to me with, what can I do better? Actually, what happens 90% of the time is people come to me with vague questions about just, you know, really rough stuff. And what they're doing is they're trying to figure out, like, what am I hiding? Like, how do I have a good life? Like, why am I not miserable too? And I have to tell them, I'm like, it's, you know, I had to learn to not be miserable. And one time I was miserable. One time I was, you know, I had crazy fucking people around me everywhere. You know, I didn't have any good friends. You know, I've spent the majority of my adult life alone. very alone. I've been single now for almost 7 years, you know, and I'm not complaining. I had to learn to not be miserable. And I think people's imaginations run wild when you're not, it's not this frustrated, just on the emotional roller coaster, mania, depression, you know, when you're just kind of level headed and you've really got your life together and you feel good, you know, you feel good and you're driven and you're motivated. I think people start thinking, oh, he must have billions of dollars. No, not a millionaire yet. I'm working on it. It won't be too much longer. I'm not there yet, but it's coming. But just, man, I got a good life. I'm grateful. You know, one of the things I learned years ago is trade your expectations for appreciation and your whole life will change. And that is very true. That is very, very true. When you learn to appreciate the good. And this is what I have to say, because some people are really having a hard time. And I want you to know before I say this that I understand you're not a piece of shit or what. That's not where I'm coming with this. People are frustrated and it's in the heat of passion they say this. And I know that's what it is. I know they don't mean it. But there's people that will say, there's nothing good in my life. I don't have anything I can be happy about right now. And it really sounds, on the outside, it can sound very pathetic, but that is a statement made in the heat of passion. They definitely have good in their life. There's something that they can be appreciative of. There's something they can be grateful for. There's something they love. There's something or someone that loves them. You know, they've got a cat or a dog, or there's something that makes them happy somewhere. There's a movie they watch that makes them laugh. There's something good. And it's easy to get aggravated with those people because they're aggravated, but or frustrated, rather. But you can find something and go, you know, there's this good thing. There's this thing that makes me smile. I like this. Like, I'm actually really into comedy. And I don't put up a front. It's not a character. The hardcore, outrageous, just total, absolute, brutal, 100% honesty. I know that there's some comedy in that. I know that people will laugh because it's just brutal. It's way over the top. And I do that because it makes people laugh, you know, but it's also really how I am about stuff. That's my real perspective. And I like it that way. I like just, well, you know, 2 and 2 is 4. You know what I mean? Yeah, life sucks sometimes. I mean, I guess let's just give up, right? You know? And then people go, well, no. Okay, well, it was your idea to not give up. So I guess we're going to have to quit complaining. You know? I mean, it was your fucking idea. You know what I'm saying? I like that shit. But people need to ask questions of, what can I focus on that'll make me feel better? How can I be happier? What can I do to make my situation better? We already know what we can do to make it fucking worse. I call your ex-boyfriend. He's a piece of shit. That'll make it fucking worse, won't it? I mean, these answers are obvious, you know, and people come to me and they ask and I tell them and they're like, well, goddamn. That's hardcore. Like, I mean, you asked. Nobody ever said, how do I find a good man? Nobody ever said, how do I meet better women? People don't ask me that shit. And I don't know why. I don't know why. But those are much better questions. You know? Well, where do you meet better people? Like, my friends suck, man. Like, you know, like that's just calling it what it is. Like I've always taught you. Like, man, my friends are pieces of shit. Like, where do I go? What do I do? Like, I want to make some good friends. Where do I fucking, fuck these motherfuckers. Where do I go? Well, now you're asking me a better question. Now, before, you know, you were looking for affirmation. Yeah, fuck them. You're right. Those guys are pieces of shit. They're never going to have anything. They're going to be broke and fucking miserable and talking about genders on Twitter till they fucking die. And nobody's going to miss them when they die. Yeah, we're in agreement on that. But nobody ever asked what else to do. Like, what do you do now? And, well, it's simple. It's just, you know, wherever you're hanging out is where you met them. Right? Go hang out somewhere the fuck else. You know, instead of picking up women in the bar, go join a country club. Maybe it's time to learn to play golf or tennis. Tennis is fucking awesome. I've actually never played golf. I need to take golf lessons. My neighbor is a professional golfer. And I need to get some fucking lessons. Like, I don't know if he'll teach me or not. I'm probably going to fucking pay for it. He played on PGA Tour. Guy's crazy good at golf. But I've played tennis, though, and I suck. But I like it, you know? You go hang out in that environment. There's not a whole lot of psychotic, chemical, fucking imbalanced. They shaved off one of their eyebrows, grew the armpit hair on the opposite armpit. So, like, the right eyebrow's gone, and the left armpit is furry. Because they're an artist. They're being themselves. You're not going to find a whole lot of crazy, fucked up in the head trash. You know what I mean? Looks like a damn bag of Skittles melted in their fucking hair while they slept in the back seat of their car last night. You're not going to find that at a country club. You know what I'm saying? You just really want to go find those places. It's time to learn some new things. And I think a lot of the time we default to entrepreneurialism, but that's not necessary. Maybe you don't give a shit about starting a business. You can go learn tennis. Shit, man, you can go, like, I don't shop at Walmart, but you go to fucking Walmart, get a tennis racket, goddamn $15 or something probably, a whole sleeve of balls, you know, or go to Dick's Sporting Goods or wherever, fuck, I don't know. Or I tell you what else is really goddamn fun is badminton. And I know some of you guys have probably seen my career grow over the years, and you're going, your crazy ass plays badminton. Well, I used to play badminton, and badminton's pretty badass. Like, you're talking about a fantastic, insanely fun, family-friendly activity. I cuss like a sailor. I'm into family-friendly. I've told you guys, I don't walk around in life going, how's it fucking going, motherfucker? I don't do that. But, I mean, badminton's pretty awesome. Like, it's time to learn some new shit, man. Get in a different environment. Step out of that world you're living in. And go meet these people, you know? Like, literally, there was a day that came, and I was like, where can I meet better people? And I was like, you know, I'm just so tired of fucking trash that I want to go to the governor's fucking ball and meet people. Because there's no goddamn trash in there. You know what I'm saying? I want to go to one of these black tie ballroom dance fucking banquets or something. I don't even know why those people go to that shit. But that's where I need to be. Like, I need to go meet better people. You know, now we're asking better questions. You know, how can I be a better husband? I don't know. Ask her. A great question to ask someone that you really care about is, what is love to you? And what I mean by that is, what does it take for you to feel like I love you? Because some people, I mean, I don't have to tell you this, you already know, people define love differently. Some people, if they can trust you no matter what, if the goddamn world is on fire, they come first in your life. You've got their back. That's love to them. Some people feel loved if you do housework and shit. You're always keeping everything clean for them. You know what I'm saying? That they feel like you love them. Sometimes what you need to feel loved and what they need to feel loved are different. Maybe you think it's all about your intimate part of your relationship. Or maybe they feel that way. Maybe she feels like it's the intimate part of the relationship, and you feel like it's, you know, the household environment. Sometimes people go overboard, and they're like, oh, that's sexism. It's not sexism at all. It's someone's making an effort to make things around you good. And that's really the perspective that they have. And sometimes they can be a dick about it because they don't have good communication skills. And I'm in no way, shape, or form condoning any abuse of any shape or form. I don't respect those guys who just shit all over their wife like that. But You know what I mean? Like some people, some women think that the sexiest thing in the world is seeing a man in an apron standing over the stove cooking. Like that is you showing how much you love her. People feel loved differently. Sometimes it's trust. Sometimes it's expression, very outward, open expression, saying you love them in front of all your friends. You're not ashamed of it at all. That's what they want you to do. Sometimes that's what it is. How do I be a better husband? Go ask her. How do I be a better wife? Go ask him. And be specific. Say what I just said. You know, what can I do to make sure you never, ever doubt that I love you? Because I want to do it. I don't see any possible way that that conversation can go downhill. You know what I'm saying? Now you're asking better questions. Yeah, well, my job sucks. I'm so goddamn tired of my fucking job. I hate it. Yeah, your job sucks, man. Fuck that motherfucker. Tell him suck your ass. Leave. Quit that son of a bitch. You don't need that shit. Walk the fuck away. Tell him to blow you and fucking leave. And then the girls will giggle because I told him to tell some guy to blow him. I mean it, too. Fuck him. Tell him fuck him. And it's like, well, what kind of advice is that? What the fucking kind of question did you just fucking ask me? Like, I mean, yeah, you're right. Fuck that motherfucker. What do you want me to say? Oh, well, dopamine and serotonin and YouTube goddamn videos and vape and shitcoin on Coinbase and Robinhood hedge funds. No, like, fuck that goddamn job. That job sucks fucking cock. Fuck that job. Oh, vibes. Like, I'm not going to feed you that bullshit. Fuck that job. Now, when you ask me, what do I do to make it better? Now you're getting a different response. Well, what you have to do to make it better is you have to make sure that you have the skill sets to empower yourself to be able to tell that guy, fuck him. Because if you're just sitting around, you know, making Snapchat videos of yourself blowing puffs of vape, you probably need to keep that job. You know what I'm saying? You're not using your time very constructively, and that's why you're stuck there. And then I'll get a really shitty question. Man, I don't have time for all that shit. A much better question would be, how do I make time for things like that? And then instead of me saying, well, you need to quit huffing and puffing like a pussy and fucking read a book every now and then, I would tell you, well, if you need to make time for it, what you have to do is you have to start trading some things that don't serve you for things that do. That way, everything you do gives you something. Everything you do serves you in some way. Sometimes that's going the extra mile for someone else. Sometimes it's going the extra mile for your damn self. You know, you might open a book and read it, and all of a sudden, there's usually what it is there's one sentence in the whole damn book, and that one sentence, like, if it plants a seed in your mind, and you're like, that's it. That's the next step. And man, you're on your way. You just broke a fucking plateau. But if you won't pick up a book because you're making excuses, you know what I'm saying? So, how do I make time? Sacrifice something that doesn't serve you. Are you sitting around watching the news, listening to all that dumb bullshit? Because I'm going to tell you right now, all this fucking stuff about inflation and goddamn Democrats and Republicans and Trump and Biden and all this junk, this shit's been going on since the 70s. It has. It's not new. The world was here before you were. People were here before you were ever even thought of, much less born. It's not new. People following the crowd, you know, jumping on every stupid fad. It's the same old shit. Our politics is fucking crazy. No, it isn't. It's the same fucking thing. You know, there's been younger guys and older guys, and they were running for president against each other, and it's just, you know, damn. I mean, it's not different. You're just aware of it. someone made you aware of it. That's what happened. The Vietnam War, some politicians were dishonest about that. And now people don't trust politicians. And then after that, you know, there was the whole Watergate thing. And it's like, man, damn, you know, you can't trust politics. And at this point, people just don't trust politicians. And wildly enough, before that, they did. People felt like they could trust their leaders. But, you know, you're either going to continue down that path or you're going to make it better. You know what I'm saying? You're going to set the new example. But anyhow, if you're spending your time on that, you know, reading all that fucking junk on Twitter, Reddit, Facebook, you know, does that serve you? Did you get anything out of that other than pissed off, upset, frustrated, outraged, offended? No. I mean, I think that rather than sit and read what 420 eating ass 69 smoker fucking guy says on whatever bullshit app of your choice, you should be doing something that teaches you how to get out of the mess you're in. You know, like you could get rid of that bullshit right now and all of a sudden you've got more time. Because it's amazing how often we sit down for 5 minutes and it turns into an hour, you know. You could get out of bed 30 minutes earlier. You'll learn to enjoy that, I promise. I get out of bed at 1 in the morning. I know that's extreme. You don't have to get out of bed at 1 in the morning. It's okay. But, you know, if you get out of bed at 7, yeah, try 6:30. Feet hit the floor at 6:30. Give it a shot. It's amazing what that extra 30 minutes will do for your day. But let's see, what's another much higher quality question we could ask? How can I make my life more perfect? And that sounds silly. But instead of being just huffing and like, you know, my life's not perfect right now. And that's true. What can I do to make it more perfect? You don't even have to use the word perfect. I would. It matters how you communicate. But, you know, I'm not having the best day ever today. What can I do to make it closer to the best day? How can I get it more along the lines of that? How can I make it a little bit better? What can I do right now? Maybe there's a funny video on the internet. Used to, the internet was for funny cat videos. And people would go and watch clips from America's Funniest Home Videos. Now it's a bunch of fucking trash because all the basement dwellers have their little filthy-ass, skanky, scum community now. But it used to be funny videos and cute shit. You know what I'm saying? Maybe there's a movie or something. You know what? I'm going to go home and I'm going to watch that hilarious Comedy Central special, you know, or whatever. What can I do to lift this up? What can I do to make it better? Or how about this? What can I do to show my kids how much I love them? What's a way that I could maybe do that that I haven't thought of? What's something special? Maybe you're not good at being all mushy and shit. Maybe you, like, what do other people do to show their families just how much they really care about them and just how grateful they are to have them? Well, you could say it. But maybe you don't feel like that's enough. You want to be creative, and you're not really a creative person. You're like, man, I just don't know. What could you do? That's a better question. That's a goddamn better question. That really is, you know. How do I make things better? We've acknowledged that life will kick you in the fucking balls, and it will never stop. You know what will happen? You'll get all head on a swivel, fucking woman, watching The View, and you're going to go rip your husband's fucking guts out of his ass because those stupid farm animal bitches on there do that. And you know what will happen? Is life will fucking make you gain 5 more pounds. And it'll go, well, how happy are you now, motherfucker? And then you'll just pip. Now your thyroid's messed up. How you like that, motherfucker? Well, I'll show you, goddamn. Well, now you're a fucking diabetic. How's that feel, motherfucker? And it's just a downhill spiral. It will never get better. However, there's ways to make it better. I don't like my body weight. I don't look good. I don't feel good. What can I do right now, this very second, not tomorrow morning, not this weekend, not when you're in the fucking mood, no bullshit, right now, what can I do to make this better? And what'll happen is your brain will give you that answer. Well, you could work out. Work out right now. Hit pause. Go do an exercise. Go do a fucking sit-up right now. These are the real questions, and these are the real answers. That sounds crazy. People can't fathom that. But that's how you do it. You're like, well, man, I got my workout in today. Damn right you got your workout in today. You finally fucking did it. How's it feel? You got started. Well, now what do I do? That's too vague. What can I do next to make things even better right now? Well, I mean, I could do another exercise. Hit pause. Do another exercise. Do another fucking sit-up. Or push-up or whatever. I don't care. Grab a damn can of soup and do arm curls. I don't care. Anything's better than nothing. Well, okay, I did my workout. Now I don't know what to do. Ask a better question. What can I do now to keep, I want to keep this momentum. What can I do right now to make it even fucking better? I don't know. I could go eat healthier or something. All right, it's time to go eat. We have it. Salad. Don't put a bunch of bullshit on it. You got to eat healthy. How about plain chicken? You know, just something healthy, good for you. How about fruit? Fruit's fine. No dog shit. No dog shit. You got to eat real food. No junk. No junk. No preservatives. No canned nothing. Go eat a healthy fucking meal. Well, okay, I did it. All right, so you got a workout in. You ate a healthy meal. Well, what do I do now? Okay, you're not learning nothing. Ask a better question. Well, I don't know. Okay, now your attitude's starting to suck. You got to straighten up. You're hitting a wall. We got to break that wall. What else can you do right now that'll make things better? I can go sit down and relax for a minute. I'm kind of tired. That doesn't sound stressful, frustrated, outraged, fucking offended. It doesn't sound like any of those. That's probably a good idea. Then you go sit down. Whew, take a breath. What can I do to make it even better right now? And just stay on that path and keep making it better. And at the end of the day, you know, I had a fucking good day today. To the one of you or two of you that are listening, that's the keys to the fucking Lamborghini, man. Life's not harder than that. I know that stuff is messed up sometimes. People can be real pieces of shit. Trust me, I know. But the way to get out here and make it is to create, not hope for, but create those good days. Eventually you get good at it. And then what happens is the people that drag you down now, you're going to create a lot of distance between you and them because you're going to get to where you don't want to hear that shit anymore. You start feeling them pulling you down. You know, they come to you and they bring you trash. But when you go to them, you bring them what I'm talking to you about. You're talking about working out. You're talking about all the fun stuff you're doing with the kids and how happy everything is. And, you know, your marriage is doing great. And they're talking about, you know, my fucking sister's a goddamn twat. And you get to where you don't want to fucking hear that shit anymore. You know what I'm saying? You get to where it just gets old and you've outgrown it. That's the word. You have outgrown that stuff and you've moved on. And the transformation that happens in your life is astounding. It's crazy. You have never experienced something so drastic in your life. It's really special. But it takes practice. It's not about positivity. That's fucking stupid. That's what losers on Instagram do. That's what people who, if you go to them and you're like, yeah, can I get a 6-piece chicken nuggets, please? They'll go, that's a 6-piece chicken nuggets, right? And you'll go, yeah, a 6-piece chicken nuggets. And they'll say, absolutely. And they'll come back and hand you a packet of fucking mustard and a goddamn double cheeseburger. And you're like, you stupid motherfucker. That's who those people are. That's who those people are. Those are positivity people. This is being real. This is going, you know, I'm asking really shitty questions and I'm getting really shitty fucking answers, you know? So how do we make everything better? I had to go get another cup of coffee. My coffee got cold. I reached up and touched it and I went, shit. So much for that cup. But anyway, so how do we make it better? You know, we're asking low quality questions. We're getting low quality answers and that feeds a low quality life, doesn't it? You know, Chris, all that negativity. That's not negativity, man. It's the truth. You know, you want to talk about how life sucks, man, your girlfriend, and everybody's crazy. I mean, what the fuck you want me to say? You're correct. Your wife's a crazy fucking bitch. Get a divorce. Well, that's negative. You're the one talking about how bad she sucks, man. You know, I don't know what to tell you. You know what I'm saying? I know for a fucking fact, if you're talking about how bad your wife sucks, there's probably not any saving it. You know what I mean? It's just going to be, you know, you get all horny and you're in love again for 3 days and then it's right back down the fucking mentally challenged road again, you know, crazy rants on Facebook and shit or whatever people fucking do when they're losing their mind. But, you know, those are not high quality questions. Those are not high quality situations. So how do I meet a good woman? Well, like I said, good women don't hang out at the roadhouse bar and grill and beer joint hog rally. Fucking that's, you know what I'm saying? They're just not there. You know what I mean? What you're looking for is likely not there. If you're looking for cheap thrills at a good time, yeah, sure. But you know, if you're looking for, and I'm being real with you, you know, if you're looking for the passionate, like, married for 25 years and every single fucking day you just fall in love all over again. And I mean crazy about each other, googly-eyed, slobbering, drooling. It never gets old. The passion never stops. You're not going to find that in those places. You're going to have to go somewhere else. You know what I'm saying? It's just, call it what it is, man. You're never going to find it there. What's that old song? Looking for love in all the wrong places, right? That's true. You know, so what's a better question? Instead of going, man, why does this job have to suck so fucking bad? Well, there's a presupposition in that question. You're affirming to yourself. There's confirmation. This job sucks so bad. You know, that's, be careful about questions like that. You'll notice that on social media too. There's a lot of presuppositions and how people communicate with you, and it's to get you to think the way they want you to think about someone else. And it's very manipulative, and it's shady, and it's unethical, and you shouldn't do it to yourself, you know. But instead of that, what's a better way to ask? What can I do to make this job better? What can I do to make this job easier? What can I do to find a better job? These are good questions. These are questions that get you thinking, moving forward. These are questions where you take control of your life and not in the hardcore banging on your chest way that people accuse me of being, because I'm not like that. I'm hardcore, you know, and I like lifting weights, and I guess maybe I am that way, but that's not how I handle things. It's just my mindset of aggressively pursue your goals, you know. But I don't mean it that way in this. It's just you take control of your life in a way that you're empowered, you're strong, you're not thinking about how bad everything sucks. You're thinking about how much better things are going to be, and you're moving towards that. you're going to go wherever you look. You know, that's what's going to happen. Whichever way you point your eyes, that's the direction you're going. I mentioned that it's like looking through a spyglass at life. It's like a spotlight. You know, I mentioned that about like cell phones and stuff. People are filming what they see when they look at the world, and they gravitate towards those things. So teach your brain to look for better answers. Because if you look for shit, you'll find it. You know, I mean, it's easy to find. It's everywhere. You know what I'm saying? Look for the better things. Like, man, people are crazy. Like, is everybody just fucking... No, they're not. I promise they're not. But if you look for that, if is everybody fucking crazy, you're going to find all the reasons that everybody's crazy. That's what you'll find. You got to ask better questions. Your communication skills. How you treat yourself. I had a conversation with someone about lifting weights the other day. They're about to start getting back into shape. And I said, you know, you've got to take it easy on yourself. You haven't lifted weights in 10 years, you know. You got to be gentle. You know what I'm saying? Like, you're going to wish you had. You know, you want to be able to sustain it, not just beat the hell out of yourself once every 3 or 4 weeks when you're not in pain, you know. You can't expect to just beat the hell out of yourself mentally and physically and improve, because you won't. If you wake up in the morning, you're like, what kind of bullshit's going to fucking happen today? Well, I mean, it's hard telling now, you know. You can't treat yourself that way. You're abusing yourself when you do that. You're just walking all over your own life. And it's easy to do. It happens in the heat of passion. It happens because we get frustrated and we get angry. And frustration and anger, I got to take this goddamn headset off. I hate this fucking thing. Sorry, I'm not cutting that out either. Fuck that headset. Call it what it is, right? Now let's move on with a much better show, correct? But, you know, I mean, it's hard telling what kind of day you're going to have. It's, you know, I mean, you can't just beat the shit out of yourself like that. You have to care for yourself. People talk about caring for your mental health and things. And the way that you care for your mental health is don't confirm to yourself constantly that something's going to go fucking wrong. You know, we saw a lot of that with this 2020 bullshit. That was a really bad fucking year. And I was on board and it was like, hey, we're all going to support each other. And then here comes all the scared people who never, they beat the shit out of themselves every day of their life. They get out of bed thinking everyone they love's going to fucking die and the world's going to stop turning. And look at their lives. They're a mess, man. They're not communicating with themselves in a resourceful manner. They're not lifting themselves up. And what do people do who don't lift themselves up? What do those people do? They want everybody else to fucking do it for them, don't they? And that's never going to work. Why? Because right back where we started, people are fucking pieces of shit. Those friends you got are not good friends, man. Now you're in this circle, the vicious cycle. The vicious cycle. So it's just got to be forward motion. You got to ask better questions. What can I do to make it better? How do I meet better friends? Your relationship sucks. You know, I mean, I know it's not fun. Get a fucking divorce. Break up. Go your separate ways. Maybe you guys are not fucking meant to be, you know? Like, I don't mean to be complete. I do. Fuck it. I'm going to be brutal as shit. I know she touched your penis, and you're like, oh, finally, somebody touched my penis. And now you've been married for 8 years, and you fucking hate each other. Maybe, just maybe, that was a mistake. You know? I mean, damn, how many fist fights do you have to get in? You know what I mean? That's pretty extreme. But you know what I'm saying. Like, you know... Did you jump in it a little too fast and you don't have a good life together, but, you know, you've been around each other so much, you're in love, but all you do is fucking fight? Get a divorce. Like, that's just my opinion. Is just, man, you know, if you can't make it work, then don't torture each other. Stay friends. You know what I mean? Stay friends. Don't drag each other down. Don't hurt each other. There's no reason to do that. Don't hurt yourselves. But I'm pro-divorce. I say get out of bad relationships. I don't know why people stay in them, but love can be very blinding, I suppose. But, you know, you keep that forward motion, and all of a sudden you're not in the cycle anymore. You're not asking everybody else to lift you up. You're not asking everyone else to put you at a resourceful site. You're doing it yourself. So you're not going to shitty friends. And because you've been in a resourceful state, when things happen, because things happen, this is real life in the real world, after all, when you do go to your friends, well, now you've carried yourself in such a manner that your friends nowadays, they'll be there. You're hanging out with a different crowd now. Ask better questions. Well, there was a very good cause that people just, they hijacked it, they turned it into pussy shit, and everybody rejected it because no human being respects a fucking pussy. No human being anywhere has any respect for a little pussy-ass bitch, ever. It was words hurt. That was something that was very true and constructive, and they just made it this rubbery, penis, fucking soppy, sitting around crying, little victim bullshit, and everybody just shit all over that, and that was such a shame. But you can really hurt yourself communicating with yourself in such a way. You know, like when I was a music teacher, I'd have people go, I can't do that. I can't take guitar lessons. I can't do all that. I was like, okay. You know, I mean, you sit around telling yourself you can't do this, you can't do that. And next thing you know, you're sitting around asking bad questions. Why can't I do anything? Got to ask better questions. You got to treat yourself better than that. So that was a long-winded fucking episode, rant, whatever you want to call it. I know all the Twitter people, the degenerates, are going to call it a psychotic episode, rant, fucking, but I'm not worried about them. To the rest of you who have an IQ above 40 and an EQ above zero, you know, that was a long-winded talk about something that we all already know, but we don't apply it as much as we should. And ask better questions. If you ask life, why does life suck? Well, it'll tell you. Here's why life sucks. If you ask life, why is life so great? What did I do to deserve to have all this awesome shit? What did I do to earn this? Life will go, well, here you go. And it'll show you. And then you're in that vicious cycle. And that's an awesome vicious cycle. That is a very aggressively resourceful, happy, beautiful state of mind. That's a great life. I don't know if you can hear my damn stomach rumbling over this mic. Lord have mercy. I got to eat. But it is 5:50 a.m. I've been sitting here talking for an hour. But life is so good, man. And the key to being happier, the key to being happier, healthier, sexier, that one's my favorite, wealthier, sexier again, and wealthier again, times five. The key to doing that, the key to living really, really good, is just understanding how your brain works. Ask better questions. Be careful what you say to yourself. You can hurt your own goddamn feelings, man. It's crazy. Like we're such an intelligent species. We can hurt our own fucking feelings. That's crazy, you know? We're the only species that can do that. Ask better questions. And I promise, every single time, you will get better answers. But anyway, I hope you have an awesome day. Enjoy. I promise I'm not going to abandon the podcast. I really have been immersed in the stock market. I'm just learning and learning. I've got this window of opportunity to just soak it up. And it's not like a really long period of time, but it is an opportunity nonetheless. And I'm just cramming it in every second that I can spare to do it. So that's what I've been doing. And it makes for long days. I've been tired. You know, I've missed a couple workouts, screwed my diet up. Challenges, man, they make us grow. You got to live in that discomfort. You know what I mean? That's how you get better. And I am getting better. I've made some good money. By the way, for those of you that are interested, who actually pay attention, you can use simulators to learn how to trade on the stock market, learn how to trade options, futures, Forex. Use a simulator. Do not ever, never trade with real money until you've put a significant amount of time into a simulator. I mean, a couple of months. You know, use a simulator. It's fake money. It's not real money. It follows the real market. It's real market data in real time. It's very empowering. But you get yourself to the point where you're not kicking yourself around in life before you do it. People say, man, I did that and I lost all my money. I guarantee you, you made an emotional decision. You were afraid you were going to miss out. Oh, it's going up. It's going up. And you jumped in not knowing what you're doing. And as soon as you jumped in, it went down, didn't it? Yeah, don't do that. Don't do that. Practice in a paper money account. Learn. You'd be glad you did. I promise. Explore it. It's a new thing. Remember, that's how we do this. Yeah. How can I have just a little bit more money? Not billions and billions. I mean, you should ask for billions of dollars. Hell, fuck, you might be a billionaire. But what if I could have an extra $15 a day, every day of my life? What if I could do that? What would my life be like if I had an extra 15 bucks sitting on the table for me every single day? Damn, that'd be awesome, wouldn't it? Man, that's not a lot. That's possible, isn't it? Leave it to me to plant a seed. I hope it grows. But have an awesome day. I'll see you later. Wish me luck, and I'll wish you luck too. Life is filled with many, many blessings. It takes a lot of practice to see them. But there's opportunities around you everywhere. Remember that. Sometimes the better, well, you know, I don't see them. This guy's fucking crazy. He's that shit again. Or, you know, I just don't see them. What can I do to see all the opportunities around me? That's a fucking great question. I'll see you later. Have a good one.